Good afternoon. It's good to be here again.
大家午安，你哋好，都好开心又嚟到你哋当中。
I know many of you live in different areas and you come far away to come to church.
我都知道咧，你哋好多唔同嘅人住喺唔同嘅地区啦，都可能咧好远先至可以翻到教会嘅。
I want you to think about the neighborhood you live in.
我想你去想象一下你住嘅地域嗰度。
No matter where you live, you are surrounded by neighbors behind you, in front of you, on top of you, and below you.
无论你住在哪里，相信你都有邻居是包围着你的，可能在你左边、右边、上边或者下边。
Can I get the first slide? And your neighbors, are they good people? Do they shovel their snow?Do they cut their grass?
你的鄰居好不好人的？他們有沒有剷雪、剷草啊？
Let me tell you about one of my neighbors.
讓我介紹給你認識我其中一個鄰居啊。
Living beside us is a retired couple, Mr. and Mrs. Shin.
住在我隔離呢，就是一對退休的夫婦，就是冼先生和冼太太。
They are the most gentle, the most humble people you can meet.
你从来都不能够想象咧，佢哋系非常之柔和谦卑嘅人嚟噶。
They're always pleasant, always cheerful. No one can ask for better neighbors.
时时都系好开心，见到佢哋又好畅快、好安乐咁样样咧，你都唔能够再期望更加好嘅邻居。
Because they're retired, during the summer they invite many friends over.Into their backyard for gatherings.
咁因為佢哋退咗休啦，所以夏天嘅時候咧，佢哋好多時咧都請佢嘅朋友去到佢哋嘅後院嗰度一齊聚會嘅。
And if they had an award for the best garden and the best lawn, they would win for sure.
若果嗰條街去競選邊個人有最靚嘅草地同埋花園嘅話咧，佢哋肯定咧就贏噶啦。
Let me try this. Mr. Shin, he loves the garden and he spends most of his time in his backyard.
冼先生咧非常之爱做园艺嘅，所以咧就用好多时间嚟到去打理佢个花园。
Every week he mows his lawn, like a clock, once a week.
佢每个星期咧好准时咁咧就去铲草噶啦。
I struggle to mow my lawn every 2 weeks.
我其實咧兩個禮拜剷一次咧，已經要好大嘅掙扎。
Mr. Shin noticed this and he began to mow my lawn.
咁冼先生咧留意到之後咧，佢咧就自動咧就剷埋我嗰啲草啦。
I didn't even know this that he was doing this.
我都冇留意到佢幫咗我添噃。
I looked at my lawn, I looked at his, I said, my lawn is just as good as his.
我望下我个草地，望下佢嘅草地，觉得唔系我个草地同佢差唔多一样，系咁靓噃。
And I realized after 4 weeks, my grass was not growing.
咁四个礼拜之后，觉得好奇怪，点解四个礼拜我个草地啲草好似冇长过嘅
？He mowed my lawn. I never saw him do it.
原来佢帮我铲埋草啊，仲咧我从来都冇见过噶、啊。
He would wait until I left the house and then he'd quickly mow it.
佢咧就等我一翻咗工咧，就嗱嗱臨咧就幫我剷曬啲草啦。
I never asked him and I start to feel guilty that he was doing all this work for me.
咁我都冇邀請佢咁做，於是咧就開始有啲內疚啦。
So one morning I saw him start to cut his lawn and I went out to talk to him.
咁有一日朝早咧，我見到佢啱啱開始想剷草啦，咁我就嗱嗱聲走出去同佢傾偈啦。
And I thanked him for his hard work, and I told him, "Don't cut it anymore. I'll cut it later." And he smiled. He said, "Okay."
咁我就嗱嗱聲走出去同佢講啦，話好多謝你幫我剷草啊，不過咧從今以後你唔使幫我做噶啦，我一定會自己做噶。咁佢咧只係同我笑下，嗯 ，OK， 好啦咁。
And as soon as I went, he went to cut my grass.
咁咧，當我一出咗去翻工咧，佢嗱嗱臨又幫我剷草啦。
So I saw him last week and I told him, I'm going to tell my church how good of a neighbor you are.
咁我上個星期撞到佢咧，就話俾佢聽啦。我一定要話俾我教會啲人聽，我有一個幾好嘅鄰舍啊。
I asked him, "Can I take a picture of you to show my church?" He said, "No. You don't have to do that. Just tell them."
咁咧，我就話啦，不如咁啦，我影張相去俾我教會啲人認識下你啦。但佢好客氣咁話，唔需要咁做噶。
So, all I have is this picture of his lawnmower.
咁所以咧，我就只可以影依一張相啦，就係影到佢剷咗幾靚嘅草地啦。
Neighbors, you all have different neighbors, no matter where you live.
無論你住喺邊度咧，你都會有好多唔同嘅鄰舍嘅。
Depending where you grew up.Your culture and your upbringing, you had a different experience of what a neighbor should be like.
咁係視乎你喺邊度長大啦，你嘅文化背景係點樣啦，咁咧會影響到你對鄰舍嘅睇法噶。
My actual experience with my neighbor is very different than my perception of what a neighbor should be.
其實我對鄰舍嘅經歷咧，同我由細到大一啲灌輸俾我嘅知識關於鄰舍係非常之唔同嘅噃。
Let me explain to you why.
等我解釋俾你聽啦。
I grew up as a child in the 1970s in a mostly 鬼佬 neighborhood.
咁我係喺70年代咧。一個生長喺一個大部分都係白人嘅社區嗰度㗎。
Very nice. And my parents were new Canadians, and they had fears about being in a new country, and they passed this to my brother and sister and I.
咁我父母咧都係新移民啦，咁所以咧佢咧就將呢一種恐懼咧就帶無形中咧就帶咗俾我啲兄弟姐妹同埋我啦。
And they reminded us of two rules, two very important rules you have to know.
咁咧，佢哋時時都提醒我哋咧，有兩個非常重要嘅規條嘅。
It was not share with each other. No.
唔係話去同人哋分享喎。
It was not be nice to each other. No.
亦都唔係話要好好對人哋喎。
Number one rule: Do not talk to strangers.
第一個規條就係千祈唔好同陌生人傾偈啊。
Number two, never open the door for strangers.
第二個規條就係千祈唔好開門俾啲生保人啊。
This was drilled into our heads.
咁呢個咁嘅規條咧，就直情轉咗入我個腦海度啦。
This is not a bad thing to teach. I teach my children this.
咁其實咁都唔係好弊嘅，我都係咁樣教我啲仔女。
But in the 1970s, as a new Canadian, everybody was a stranger.
但係喺70年代，作為一啲少數嘅族裔咧，差唔多所有人咧都係陌生人嚟嘅。
So I was suspicious of everyone, and I didn't interact with our neighbors.
咁所以咧，我對於所有人咧都好懷疑啦，唯有就唔同佢哋有接觸啦。
But growing up.I watched a lot of TV. I watched a show called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
咁我細個成長嘅時候咧，我都好中意睇電視噶。咁我咧就時時都睇嗰個羅渣先生嘅鄰舍社群嘅片一個節目啦。
This was a classic children's TV show.
咁呢個係好經典嘅兒童節目嚟嘅。
When this show came on, I felt so good.
咁當夠鐘睇個節目嘅時候咧，我就好開心噶啦。
He was a very nice guy, so gentle and so kind.
佢係一個好好人噶，又温柔啦，又仁慈啦。
And the show started, and he would sing. He would sing a song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
咁咧個節目一開始嘅時候咧，佢就會唱歌噶啦。咁佢就會唱咧話：啊，今日真係好美麗啦！喺呢一個咁好嘅社群度。
He made the neighborhood feel so safe, so ideal.
佢令我感觉到咧，原来呢个四围嘅社群咧系好平安、好安全嘅。
And I wanted to live in his neighborhood, a beautiful neighborhood, a friendly neighborhood. I wanted to be his neighbor.
我咧真系好向往能够做佢嘅邻舍啦，因为系一个好美丽又平安又舒服嘅邻舍。
But in reality, my neighborhood was not friendly.
但喺現實生命咧，我嘅鄰舍就唔係話咁安全嘅喎。
My neighborhood was filled with strangers, people I couldn't trust. Don't ever open the door.
因為我嘅鄰舍咧就係包括咗好多唔能夠信任嘅人啊，因為個規條就話千祈唔好開門俾啲陌生人啊。
So I didn't have many connections growing up.
所以我成長嘅時候咧，唔係好多同其他人接觸嘅。
What about you?
咁你又點啊
？Now that you are an adult, what decisions do you make about your neighbors?
咁過咗好多年成長咗，你而家係成年人啦。咁你點樣睇你嘅鄰舍咧
？Is your neighborhood friendly?
你嘅鄰舍係咪友善啊
？Who is your neighbor?
邊個係你嘅鄰舍咧
？That is the question I want to ask this afternoon.
今日我就係想問大家啦，邊個係你嘅鄰舍呢
？Do you know the names of the people who live around you？
你識唔識得你左鄰右里人嘅名
㗎 ？I think it's safe to assume that most of us don't know our neighbors very well。
我其實都可以假設咧，我哋大部分人咧其實唔係好認識我哋嘅鄰舍嘅。
In our experience, you can live beside your neighbor for years and years and years and not even know their name.
以我自己嘅經歷咧，就係可能咧，你嘅鄰舍喺你隔離已經好多好多年，但係你都唔知佢姓乜嘢、名乜嘢嘅噃。
One survey says that 70% of people don't know the names of their neighbor.
有一個統計咧，係話咧，有七成嘅人咧，完全唔知道你隔離鄰舍啲名嘅。
40% of people said.I admit, I don't even talk to them.
有四成嘅人咧承認我從來都唔同佢哋傾偈噶。
Only 14% of people said they would actually ask their neighbor for help, like a dead battery in their car.
咁咧，淨係得14% 嘅人咧就會話：當我架車死火嘅時候，我都會揾我嘅鄰舍幫手嘅。
Where is our community spirit gone?
咁究竟我哋呢個鄰舍嘅精神去咗邊度啊
？2 months ago in August, McLean's magazine they had this article.
咁響兩個月之前咧，有一份嘅雜誌咧就有一段咁樣嘅報導。
The end of neighbors, how increasingly closed off lives are poisoning our politics and endangering our health.
咁咧佢就話啊，個社群完咗啦。咁其實如果咁樣將自己隔離咗咧，係對係毒害緊我哋嘅政治啦，同埋我哋嘅生命嘅，即係對我哋嘅健康係有損嘅、哦。
Let me read a part of the article. This is what it says. We may say we are disturbed by the fact we no longer know our neighbors, but to a largely unspoken extent, distance.From the hard work of getting along with them is precisely what we want.
咁咧，嗰個報導咁樣講嘅，佢話咧，我哋雖然咧個口咧就話講，哎呀，其實我都唔係幾中意咁樣唔睬我啲鄰舍嘅，但係咧，其實喺心底嗰度咧冇講出口咧，但係其實係潛意識底下咧係好刻意咁樣去避免我哋同鄰舍嘅接觸啊，認識佢哋嘅。
I think this author is right.
我覺得呢個作者講得好啱噶。
We don't say it, but that's how we feel.
我哋冇講出口，但係其實我哋嘅心底裏邊咧就係咁樣諗噶。
I can understand. Who has time? No one has time.
我都明白，邊個有時間啊
？We work long days. We give most of our time to our employer. Then we come home. We need to spend time with our family.
我都明白，我哋將我哋好長嘅時間都俾咗去工作，去俾咗我哋嘅僱主。翻到屋企，梗係要同家人一齊啦。咁邊度有時間俾鄰舍啊
？This is the main reason why we don't know our neighbors. Time. we say we don't have time.
就係咁嘅原因啦，因為我哋覺得我哋冇時間啊，我哋冇時間去俾我哋嘅鄰舍啊。
I wonder, is this what God intends for us?
咁我唔知道，其實神係咪想我哋咁嚟到活我哋嘅生活嘅咧？
I want to look at a very familiar passage today in Luke chapter 10.
咁我今日想同大家睇一段係耳熟能詳，我哋好熟悉嘅經文，係喺路加福音十章。
It is the very famous story of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
就係嗰個好嘅撒瑪利亞人嘅比喻。
Everyone knows the story.
每一個人都好熟悉呢個比喻啦。
It's probably the most preached on passages in the New Testament.
可能係喺新約裏邊最受歡迎嘅一篇講道啊。
I'm sure most of you can tell me how the story goes.
我好肯定咧，你哋個個都可以好簡單就識得講俾我聽，究竟呢一個比喻係講咩噶啦
？I want to show you a video。
咁我想俾你睇一啲片段。
I want to show you a creative telling of this parable。
我想你有一個重新嘅睇法去睇呢一個片段。
Okay, let's watch.
Jerusalem into Jericho. Here, you see a man happily walking, making his way down the road. What he doesn't know is that just up ahead, behind some bushes, are banditos, robbers, who are planning something evil. Just as the man was passing happily, the robbers jumped out and beat up the man, and if that wasn't enough, they took his clothes and left him for dead.And there he lay, bruised and beaten. Not long after that, a priest, a leader of the church, came down the same road. However, that priest decided to pass him on the other side of the road. That priest decided to do nothing. Later, someone who served in the temple, you know, church staff, came along. But...Then he too crossed over and passed the injured man on the other side. That man decided to do nothing. Now, watch closely. And then, down the road a dark stranger appeared on the horizon, riding in on his glorious donkey. He was from out of town, an outcast. Many people didn't like his kind. That is, he was from some area known as...Samaria. He was a Samaritan. But when the Samaritan saw the man lying there, he decided to do something. He took out bandages and some healing ointment. He bandaged this stranger up and took him into town. You see, that Samaritan did do what the others did not.
Okay. So this is a very familiar story to us.
咁呢一個係好耳熟能詳嘅故事啦。
At the end of the story, what is the moral?
咁喺呢個故事嘅結尾，有啲咩功課學習啊
？What is the lesson we are supposed to learn?
我哋可以學到啲乜嘢咧
？We all know it.
我哋個個都知啦。
Love your neighbor like yourself.
就係愛你嘅鄰舍，好似愛你自己咁。
Very simple, very clean.
好簡單啊。
This is right, this is not wrong.
咁係啱㗎喎，唔係話錯喎。
This is the heart of the story.
咁呢個係真係個故事嘅中心嚟㗎。
But what I find fascinating is why.
但係我覺得好奇怪呢，就係去諗就係，點解呢？點解主耶穌要講呢一個比喻呢？
Jesus tells the story because there was someone that had a question to ask him.
主耶穌講呢個比喻嘅原因咧，就係因為有人咧去問佢啲問題。
And this person was not a regular person.
呢個唔係普通一個人噃。
He was a lawyer. He was an expert in the law.
佢係一個律法師啊，係一個精通律法嘅人。
He knew the law of Moses inside out.
佢認識摩西嘅律法咧， 內外都要熟曬嘅。
You can say he knew his kung fu.
你知道啦，佢識功夫嘅。
So seeing Jesus, he stands up and he's going to ask Jesus a question.
咁所以咧，當佢見到主耶穌嘅時候咧，佢就企起身咧，就問主耶穌嘅問題啦。
But in his heart, he was looking for a confrontation.
其實佢個心裏邊咧係找緊對抗嘅。
He wanted to test Jesus' kung fu.
佢想試探下主耶穌有幾多料咧，佢啲功夫有幾使得咧。
Not a real physical fight, but he wanted to test Jesus' intellectual, his theological prowess.
佢唔係話真係同佢打一場比武啊，而係咧佢想去試下究竟主耶穌佢嘅智能啊同埋神學方面有幾多份量咧。
So this is what the lawyer did. He starts with a simple question.
这个律法师就是这样开始了，他只是问一个很简单的问题。
So he asked this question. He says, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
他就是这样问了，夫子，我应该做一些，我应该怎么做才可以承受到永生呢？
A simple question, but a very deep one.
一个很简单，其实很深入的问题。
Well, how would Jesus answer?
主耶稣怎么回答呢？
Jesus actually doesn't give a direct answer.
主耶稣没有给他一个直接的答案。
Instead, he counters by asking another question.
他怎么答复他呢？就是用另外一个问题来去答复他。
So Jesus' counter question is, What is written in the law? How do you read it?
咁咧，主耶穌嘅答案咧就係、是：咁喺聖經嗰度點樣記載啊？你念咗啲乜嘢啊
？And the lawyer, he's very pleased with himself. He says, "Ah, perfect! Jesus is playing into my trap."
咁呢個律法師咧非常之開心啦，沾沾自喜咁，嗯，啱曬啦！今次主耶穌咧就好似我諗咁樣發生啦。
So the lawyer.Quickly, he quotes Leviticus 19:18. It says, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
咁呢个律法师咧就笑下啦，跟住就引用利未记19:18嗰度咁样讲咧，佢话你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意去爱主你嘅神。又要爱邻舍如自己。
This man was sharp.
咁呢个人好惊奇、哦。
And by Jesus' comment, he was happy with the answer.
其实咧，主耶稣个答案咧，令佢好开心、哦。
It sounded to me like the conversation was finished. It's over.
咁对我嚟讲，都好圆满结束啦。佢哋个对话圆满啦。
Based on Jesus' final comment, it sounded like he was finished. Jesus says, "Do this, and you will live."
因为咧，主耶稣个答案就系话，系啦，啱啦，你答得好好，你咧就照咁样做咧就得噶啦，咁啊好似好完美结局啦。
But the man was not finished.
但系嗰个人咧唔会就咁就算数喎。
Here he comes, the knockout question.
跟住咧谂咗一个非常之好激紧要嘅问题，一个好辣手嘅问题。
And the man asked, "And who is my neighbor?"
咁呢个律法师就问啦，咁边个系我嘅邻舍啊
？Who is my neighbor?
边个系我嘅邻舍啊
？Why is this a loaded question?
点解我话呢个系辣手嘅问题咧？咁沉重嘅问题咧
？How's he trying to trap Jesus？
因为其实咧，佢只系想绊倒主耶稣嘅。
For this man and for any Jew, the answer was simple. There was only one answer.
因为对呢个人或者对任何犹太人嚟讲咧，呢个答案系好简单，只系得一个答案嘅啫。
Who is my neighbor? My neighbor is a Jew.A fellow Jew.
边个系我嘅邻舍啊？咪就系犹太人咯。
Not everyone was your neighbor. Only someone who is from your same race, your same culture, your same history, a Jew.
不是所有人都是我的鄰舍啊，就只是猶太人，同我一個種族啦，同一個文化背景啦，先是猶太人先至是我的鄰舍。
In other words, love your neighbor as long as he's Chinese.
咁所以咧，話愛你個鄰舍嘅意思咧，就係當佢都係中國人，咁你就去愛佢啦。
This is what the man wanted Jesus to say.
呢個人咧就想主耶穌咁樣答嘅。
And then he would feel he was right.
咁咧，佢就會覺得啊，係啊，我幾啱。
Now look at verse 29. How do we know that this is what he wanted to do?
嗱，我哋一齊睇下第二十九節嗰度，睇下佢啊，其實佢想做咩嘅咧？
He wanted to justify himself.
咁其實咧，佢想係證明自己係啱嘅。
What does it mean to justify yourself?
咩意思咧？要證明自己係啱係點解咧
？Most of us knows what it means.
咁其實我哋大部分人都知道嘅，即係想證明自己係啱咩意思咧
？Another way of justification is an excuse. I'm making an excuse.
咁其實另外一個方面嚟到解釋咩為之啊自己證明自己啱咧，就係作一啲嘅啊藉口啊，揾一啲藉口出嚟支持自己啊。
No, I'm not handicapped, but no one's using that parking space. I'll just be 5 minutes.
誒，我唔係傷殘，不過咧都冇人用嗰個泊車位，我淨係用5分鐘啫嘛。
I don't see why I should care. It's their fault.
我唔明喎，關我咩事啊？係佢哋自己嘅錯啫嘛，佢自己承擔翻自己啲錯啫嘛。
They made bad choices and now they're paying.
嗱，佢作咗啲壞決定，而家咪要承受個結果咯。
I don't see why I need to pay for music and movies.
我唔明點解我要俾錢去睇戲同埋聽音樂喎。
These people are making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
嗰啲人已經賺咗好多好多錢啦。
Self.Justification.
就係咁啦，自己去覺得自己啱，揾一啲藉口。
See, the lawyer was feeling a little bit guilty, and he wanted to self-justify to make himself feel better.
咁所以其實呢個律法師咧，個心底裏邊咧係有少少內疚嘅，所以咧就想揾一啲藉口出嚟咧，係令到自己舒服一啲，係啱嘅咁咯。
He was trying to validate his conviction by getting Jesus. Well, Jesus will agree with me.
佢好想咧，就揾到啲證據咧，主耶穌都認同佢所做嘅嘢。
Let's look at guilt and justification a little bit.
咁我哋而家去睇一睇內疚同埋點樣樣自己去證明自己啱啦。
Inside every person, whether you're a believer or not, you know what is right and what is wrong.
響我哋嘅心底裏邊咧，其實每一個人，無論你係基督徒或者非基督徒咧，其實你知道乜嘢係啱，乜嘢係唔啱嘅。
And when we're thinking wrong or doing something wrong, often we'll say to ourselves, "That's okay. That's not that bad."
咁當我哋想做一啲唔好嘅嘢嘅時候咧，我哋想自己舒服咧，我哋好多時就會諗到啲藉口咧，唔係好差啫。
We always look for ways to alleviate our guilt to make us feel better.
我哋成日都谂啲方法咧，嚟到减低我哋嗰啲内疚感噶，等我哋觉得舒服啲嘅。
Psychologists tell us that we need to have a positive self-image.
咁以心理学家嚟讲咧，佢话我哋每个人咧都要一个好正面嘅自我形象。
We care about how other people see us.
其实我哋好紧张人哋点睇我哋噶噃。
They also tell us.That most of us think we're better or we're above the average of most people.
同埋咧，嗰啲心理學家亦都話咧，我哋大部分人咧會覺得咧自己係比一般人咧係更加好，或者甚至乎好過人哋添嘅。
We're more rational than most people.
我哋咧比大部分人咧都更加有理性啦。
I'm more moral than most people.
亦都比一般人咧係更加好嘅道德水準嘅。
I have better character. I drive better than most people.
我有啲好啲嘅性格，比大部分人揸車咧更加出色。
But what happens when someone confronts us and we're not as good or as moral or as good as we think we are?
咁若果我哋面對一啲人比我哋更加清晰嘅睇嘢，係比我哋更加好嘅時候，我哋點算好咧？我哋點樣面對咧
？Suddenly we have this tension inside of us.
於是咧，個心裏邊咧就有啲緊張起嚟啦，有啲扯力啦。
And we ask, really, is this true of me?
咁我哋就會自己問自己啦，係真嘅，真係咁嘅，我係咁噶。
In psychology, they call this cognitive dissonance.
咁喺心理學咧，佢叫依一樣咧為之認知嘅唔協調。
This is when you believe two things and they are conflicting.
咁就係當你咧有係感覺到有矛盾嘅，因為你相信兩樣嘢，但係依兩樣嘢咧係有矛盾嘅。
I know eating this 燒肉非常唔好俾我嘅。
我知道啲燒肉好味道
，but I love it so much。
咁我好中意食喎。
I know downloading movies and music is not good, but it's not worth it。
咁我知，即系咁响个电脑嗰度嚟到去攞咗嗰啲电影啊音乐唔系咁好，不过我中意啊。
I'm a nice person. I'm a giving person。
我是个好好的人啊，我亦都好愿意付出噶。
But my friend just told me I'm selfish and I'm uncaring.
但系我朋友话俾我知，我又自私啦，又唔关心人。
So this tension always makes us feel uncomfortable.
咁呢两个拉力咧，就令到我哋好唔自然、好紧张、好唔舒服。
And when we feel uncomfortable, we try to smooth it out. We try to make ourselves feel better.
咁當我哋唔自在嘅時候咧，我哋就諗啲方法去，以致自己可以緩和一啲啦，舒服一啲啦。
And there's two ways that we do this。
咁係有兩個方法可以咁樣做嘅喎。
The first way is this: we justify the behaviour by making the context agree with us。
第一個方法咧，就係我哋咧就係我哋選擇性去將嗰個環境一啲嘢咧，就證明我哋係啱嘅。
Who doesn't eat barbecue pork?
有邊個唔食燒肉啊
？Even my doctor eats barbecue pork.
我個醫生都食啦。
Who pays for movies?
邊個人會俾錢買戲飛睇戲啫
？All my good Christian friends, they download.
我所有嗰啲好嘅基督徒朋友都係咁做噶。
It's not selfish when I'm doing it for my family.
咁其實我為我家人做啫，都唔自私啊。
We're trying to convince that everybody is on our side.
我哋咧去說服自己咧，就係人人都係咁做噶。
Since everyone does it, I'm doing it. It's okay.
因為人人都咁做啦，我又做啦，有乜問題咧
？It's a second response.
咁另外咧，仲有一種唔同嘅反應嘅。
We change your behavior to become in line with the new context.
咁就係改變我哋嘅行為，以致咧同一啲外周嘅環境係吻合嘅。
We stop eating so much 燒肉 ，don't eat so much。
咁唔好食咁多嗰啲肥騰騰嘅燒肉啦。
Buy only the songs, watch only the movies that you like, and you buy it。
咁真係買嗰啲你中意嘅音樂或者睇你中意嘅戲啦。
So the lawyer, he was feeling this tension. Something was not right inside of him.
咁呢個律法師咧，就係感覺到內心裏邊咧，覺得有一啲張力喺度。
But in his mind, his upbringing, it told him, "My neighbor is a Jew. My neighbor is a Jew."
咁喺佢嘅成長度咧，佢得到嘅知識咧，就係我嘅鄰舍就係猶太人，我嘅鄰舍就係猶太人。
But his heart was telling him something else, that it had to be more than that.
但佢个心咧就话俾佢听，唔系噶，唔单止系咁噶咋。
So which one did he choose, A or B?
咁佢点选择咧 ？A 啊，定 B 咧
？Of course, he wanted Jesus to believe the same thing he did.
咁所以咧，佢就系类似 A 啦，佢好想咧主耶稣咧都认同佢嘅做法。
So Jesus tells the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
因此咧，主耶稣就讲呢个好撒玛利亚人嘅故事，比喻俾佢听啦。
And the story starts on a highway.
咁呢个故事开始嘅时候，就系响一条路路咧。
From Jerusalem to Jericho, it was narrow going through the mountains, and you could be ambushed.
咁由耶路撒冷去耶利哥城咧，系一条好窄嘅山路，咁样斜落去啦。咁咧，因为由于好多树木啊，咁系好容易俾坏人咧埋伏噶。
And in the story, there are some very unique cultural and racial issues here.
咁呢个故事里边咧，有一啲好特别嘅文化同埋种族嘅背景嘅。
And as Jesus tells the story, this man is beginning to feel more tension and more unsettled.
咁当主耶稣讲呢个故事嘅时候咧，呢个人咧，呢个律法师就越嚟越感到唔安乐啊，有啲紧张，有啲拉力响度啦。
And by the end, he's shocked by the way the story ends.
咁个故事结尾嘅时候，佢直情非常之震惊。
In the end, who's the good guy in the story?
咁喺个故事边个系个好人呢
？Of course, it was the good Samaritan.
咁当然啦，就系嗰个好嘅撒玛利亚人啦。
But in Jewish story, this is not the way a story is supposed to end.
但如果以猶太人的背景來說，那個故事不可能這樣結束的。
For the lawyer, there is no such thing as a good Samaritan.
對那個律法師來說，不可能有好的撒瑪利亞人的。
By definition, Samaritans are not good.
因為呢，撒瑪利亞人的定義呢，就是他們不是好人啊。
Jews hated Samaritans.
那些猶太人非常之恨惡他們的。
For a Jew, a Samaritan is unclean, illegitimate, kind of a mixed Jew and a mixed Jew.
那對於猶太人來說，那些撒瑪利亞人又不潔淨啦，又不合法啦，就是呢一半這樣溝了不同的族裔的猶太人，所以他們不喜歡他的。
So in his mind, good Samaritan, not possible.
咁所以喺佢嘅脑海度咧，冇可能有好嘅撒玛利亚人嘅。
It's like me saying this. Let me tell you about the story of the kind-hearted serial killer.
好似咧就系等我讲一个故事俾你听啦，就系关于一个有慈心嘅连环杀手。
Or let me tell you about the peace-loving Christian terrorist.
或者系我讲俾你听一个故事啊，一个好爱和平嘅。基督徒，但系佢系一个恐怖分子。
Or let me tell you about the story about the God-fearing atheist.
或者系等我讲俾你听一个故事啊，就系一个敬畏神嘅无神论者。
So for this man, good Samaritan is not possible.
咁所以对于一个人嚟讲咧，冇可能系有好嘅撒玛利亚人噶。
But yet in the story, the Jewish priest did nothing to help.
但系喺呢个故事嗰度睇到啦，嗰、那个犹太人嘅祭司乜嘢都冇做到啦。
The Jewish Levite, he didn't help the poor man。
嗰个犹太人嘅利未人亦都乜都冇做到啦。
This is the whole point of Jesus' story。
呢个就系主耶稣呢个故事嘅中心啦。
Jesus is pushing this man to think, what is your heart telling you？
主耶稣想逼佢去谂下，你个心系点样谂噶？
And at the end of the story, Jesus asked this man a question slightly differently.
咁所以喺呢个故事嘅结尾嘅时候咧，主耶稣问咗呢个人一个好挑战性嘅问题。
He asks him this question: Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?
主耶稣就咁问佢啦，佢话喺呢三个人里边，边一个系嗰个落响强盗手中嘅邻舍呢
？Who acted neighborly？
边个系做一个邻舍嘅行动呢
？And it forces the man to say there can only be one. It was the Samaritan.
咁样嘅问题咧，逼到一个人咧要谂出嚟，系啦，唯一个就系嗰个好嘅撒玛利亚人啦。
Only the Samaritan showed compassion.
因为只系得一个撒玛利亚人有怜悯嘅心。
And through this story, the lawyer was forced to be the man lying on the ground.
所以藉住呢个故事咧，俾佢去认同得到呢一个受紧苦嘅人系点样感受咧
？He's forced to think, how would I want to be treated？
佢逼到佢去谂下，我想人哋点样对待我咧
？What would I need if I was mistreated or beaten？
若果我俾人哋虐待嘅时候，我需要啲乜嘢咧
？So at that moment, he could not justify himself anymore.His neighbor cannot only be a Jew.
所以当嗰刻佢咁样去谂嘅时候咧，佢就明白得到啦，佢个邻舍唔可能只系犹太人噶。
He is relearning something new. It corrects his very narrow definition of love.
所以咧，佢学咗一啲新嘅嘢，去重新去学下应该点样嚟到去睇爱。
Not just love your neighbor like yourself.
唔单止爱你嘅邻舍，而系爱你嘅邻舍好似爱你自己一样。
So Jesus redefines neighbor not by race or religion or how close you are, but if you're needy, if you're vulnerable.
咁所以主耶稣重新去定定爱你嘅邻舍嘅意思咧，唔系净系跟嗰个人嘅种族啊，或者有几远近啊，而系睇下个人嘅需要。是那些有需要很软弱的人
What would you do if you see something and it's not right?
如果你见到些不对的东西你会怎么想
呢 Even when no one is watching you, what would you do?
就算没有人看到你你会怎么做呢
There's a popular show on TV called this, What Would You Do?
有一个很流行的电视节目就是你会怎么做啊
This show uses actors, professional actors and camera, and they set up a situation.
咁呢个节目咧就系请一啲专业嘅艺人啦，一啲真系做戏嘅人啦，咁咧就收埋咗一啲嘅相机嚟到去睇下啲人响啲咁嘅情况会点做。
And they film people's real reaction. What would you do in this situation?
佢想睇下啲人咧，若果咁嘅情況底下，你會點做啊
？And these situations are very real life ethical situations。
呢啲情況咧，都係一啲好真實啊，一啲同道德有關嘅情況嚟嘅。
Usually someone's mistreated, or they're ignored, or they're misled, or they're victimized。
咁可能啲情況就係有人被虐待啊，俾人哋導入誤會啊，或者係受害啊咁啦。
Here's one of the shows they showed this.
咁咧就有一个咁样嘅情况。
You're in a restaurant with your friends and eating a meal.
咁咧你喺个餐厅度啦，同你个朋友咧就享受紧你嘅餐。
You notice a woman, she walks in, and you notice her arms, her face is all bruised up.
咁你就留意到有一个女士咧就行入嚟喎。佢塊面啊，同埋隻手咧，都好似好多瘀嘅痕跡喎。
And then she sits down, and her boyfriend walks in and sits down with her.
咁你就睇到咧，佢個男朋友咧就佢坐低咗先啦。咁咧都忍住唔喊啦。跟住咧個男朋友又入嚟咯，就喺佢隔離。
And then he starts yelling at her, screaming at her, and grabs her hand.
於是咧，佢就開始去鬧佢啊，仲捉住佢隻手。
What would you do?
你會點做啊
？Would you say anything?
咁你會唔會講啲咩咧
？Or pretend to say nothing?
或者係炸地睇唔到咧
？Call police?
報警
？A second show.
第二個一個情況係咁啦。
There's a car and it pulls over and stops on the street.
咁有架車，咁你嚟到就停低咗喺個郊區度嘅。
And the mom she gets out of the car and goes around to the other side。
咁個媽媽咧就落咗車喎，就行過車另外一邊啦。
She opens the door and she screams at her kids and tells them get out of the car。
佢就好嬲咁嘅樣，就叫佢啲女咧出嚟離開架車度。
And she says you walk home by yourself。She goes in the car and drives away。
跟住咧就話。你兩個自己行翻屋企，咁跟住咧就自己上架車就揸走咗架車啦。
Okay, you see this happening. What do you think you would do?
咁你見到咁樣發生，你會點做啊
？Maybe a third scenario.
或者再第三个情况又咁啊。
You're shopping at a grocery store.
你喺买餸啦。
And you see a Muslim woman. She's lining up to pay for her groceries.
咁你见到一个伊斯兰嘅教嘅妇人咧，就排紧队就想去俾钱啦。
But the cashier, she's very rude. She's very prejudiced.
但係嗰個收銀員咧，就又冇禮貌啦，亦都好多偏見喎，有歧視喎。
She says to her, "You should go back to your own country."
就話啦，你啊應該翻返去你自己個國家嗰度啊。
We don't need people like you, especially you're killing our Americans.
因為啊，你啊，你哋啲人啊，殺我哋好多美國啲兵啊。
And she doesn't give her service. She asks her to leave.
跟住咧就唔肯去俾服務佢，就叫佢快走啊。
You're standing behind and watching this. What do you do?
咁你排緊隊，睇到咁樣發生，你會點做啊
？Michelle and I, we love the show.
我同埋我太太都好中意呢個節目噶。
And after the show, we always talk about what we saw.
咁我哋睇完咗之後咧，都會一齊傾下睇咗啲乜嘢啊，有啲咩感受啊咁嘅。
And we actually regrettably admit most of the time we're too afraid or too timid to do anything.
咁我哋其實好多時咧都一齊分享到啦，我哋都即係好好唔想咁，但係咧亦都冇呢個勇氣去面對呢啲咁嘅情況。
So we challenge ourselves, let us not be so innocent bystanders all the time.
於是咧，我哋挑戰自己啦，我哋唔好咁樣好似好無知嘅旁觀者。
And we think as parents, do we want our sons to be like this?
作為父母嘅，我哋想唔想我啲仔女係咁啊
？Often we play the role of the priest and Levite.
我哋好多時咧都係照嗰個祭司啊，或者個利未人嘅身份咁就做法嘅。
We see someone in need, but we say to ourselves, "Well, they're not close enough to us to be our neighbor."
咁咧，我哋見到人有需要嘅時候咧，就會自己話俾自己聽：，我都唔係咁近，都唔係咁關我事嘅。
If I say something, I do something.It'll cause me trouble.
如果我講啲乜嘢或者做啲乜嘢，搞到自己好麻煩噶喎。
So most of the time, we care for our family, our immediate friends, and then those who are like us.
咁好多時咧，我哋只係關心我哋嘅家人啦，或者我嗰啲同我哋好熟啊，同我哋好相同嘅人啦。
And whoever's different than us, well, they're not like us, so we don't do anything.
嗰啲同我哋唔同啊，唔同聲唔同氣嗰啲人咧，就唔關我事噶啦。
The show, Mr. Rogers, this is his song that he sings at the beginning of the show.
咁咧，依個就係嗰個節目咧，係羅渣先生咧，咁成日都會依只歌咧，就係佢成日響開始個節目嘅時候咧，就會播出嚟噶。
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
咁咧，喺呢一個社群嗰度咧，係一個好靚嘅日啊，好靚嘅一日。
A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
喺我哋呢個鄰居嘅社群咧，係好靚嘅日。你想唔想做我嘅鄰舍啊
？Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor like you.
你可唔可以做我嘅鄰舍啊？我時時都好希望你做我嘅鄰舍啊！
I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you.
我成日都好想住喺一個社群度，係你嘅鄰舍啊。
So let's make the most of this beautiful day.
我哋一齊去享受一個咁美麗嘅一日。
Since we're together, we might as well say, "Would you be mine? Could you be mine?"
咁我哋既然一齊啦，你可唔可以做我嘅鄰舍啊？我可唔可以做你嘅鄰舍啊
？Won't you be my neighbor?
你想唔想做我嘅鄰舍啊
？This show ran for 40 years。
依一個節目咧，推行咗四十年啊。
It stopped about 10 years ago。
係大約十年前先至停止咗。
Fred Rogers was a pastor of a Presbyterian church。
依個節目主持人羅沙士先生咧，係一個長老會嘅牧師嚟嘅。
He didn't produce a show to entertain or to make money。
佢呢個節目唔係為咗去氹啲細蚊仔啊，或者賺大錢嘅。
He was trying to teach children truth.
佢係想教導啲小朋友一啲真理。
And he felt kids, if they learn this beautiful lesson, then they would be able to change the world.
他覺得呢，若那些小朋友學了一些這樣的真理呢，他們大過了呢，就可以改變這個世界。
I think the show was successful because it's so different than what we're actually taught at home.
我覺得這個節目是很成功的，因為他的教導和我們在家聽到的是很不同的。
See, good teachers, good parents tell the kids, the world's scary, the world's dangerous, be careful.
那些父母雖然是出自好心，是錫啲小朋友，話俾啲小朋友聽，小心啊，這個世界好恐怖的，要自己小心一啲啊。
But Mr. Rogers says, this is a beautiful world, and it's filled with relationships that you can form.
但是羅渣士先生就話啦，這個是一個好美麗的世界啊，充滿咗好多好好嘅關係噶。
So deep down, I think we long for a community.
在我們的心底裡，每一個人都很渴望有一個社群的。
We live in all kinds of different communities, all kinds of neighborhoods.
我們居住了很多不同的社群，或者我們也都屬於很多不同的社群。
And our neighbors are people near or far who need relationship, who need our help.
其實鄰居並不表示一定是要住在隔離，是那些人無論住得遠或者住得近，但是需要我們的關心和幫助。
Loving your neighbor can be joyful, can be a blessing, but it can be hard, it can be messy.
愛你的鄰舍是一個很大的祝福，但是同樣也都可能是要你付出很多的。
So we can't stay behind our fences.
我們不可以在我們的建築一個圍牆來圍住自己。
We can't always stay behind our Christian culture and values.
我們不可以當作在一個基督教以內的圈子裏面。
So that's why I'm going to give you some questions to think about.
所以我想給一些問題你去思考一下。
How can we encourage each other to be more neighborly?
那我們怎樣可以互相鼓勵、互相支持，以致能夠活出一個鄰舍呢？
What does it mean for your church, this church,to be here in this community.
在這裡這個區域的社群裡面，你們教會怎麼能夠成為人家的鄰舍呢？
How do we become the kind neighbor that responds to poverty and persecution?
我們怎麼能夠成為人家的鄰舍，去反回應得到，去受逼迫啊，或者是貧窮呢？
I'll leave these questions for you to meditate and to pray over.
我留下這些問題給你們去思考。
Let's pray.
我們一起禱告吧。
Jesus, this world is filled with your people.
主耶穌，這個世界都是充滿了你的人民。
Every person created with a soul and a heart to know you.
每一個人都有心靈是可以認識你的。
And it is difficult to go through life without relationships and friends and family.
我們若果沒有了一些關係，其實是很難來到去面對這個生命裡面這麼多不同的困難和挑戰。
And when people go through hardship or hurt or trial, they need a friend, they need a neighbor.
特別當人經歷到很多困難、傷痛的時候，他們更加需要朋友，更加需要鄰舍的支持。
We pray that you can open our eyes to have a bigger understanding of who our neighbor is.
求你開我們的眼睛，以致我們能夠看得清楚誰是我們的鄰舍。
And give us the courage to respond to people who are not so much like us.
亦都求你俾我哋一个勇气去回应嗰啲同我哋唔同嘅人。
Help us, give us courage to be able to go out of what we're comfortable doing.
求你俾我哋一个勇气係离开我哋个框框，做一啲唔係淨係惯常做嘅事。
We pray this for ourselves, for our family, and for this church.
我們為了自己、我們的家人和教會整體來到禱告。
Let us continue to respond and worship you this afternoon.
求你帮助我哋继续去回应同埋去敬拜你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵嘅名字而求。阿门。Amen.